You've landed at the 13 Moons Women's Temple podcast with your hosts, Sam and Leela.
Hello.
Hello.
It's like a sort of flashback.
I know.
Do you know when that was?
No. I know where it was. We're sitting out the side of Soul Space in Newmarket.
Yeah.
Maybe 2018?
Maybe. It was a while ago. Yeah. But we have done this before, so some of you will have seen us doing this before. But it's good. We're here. We're outside Pilgrim waiting to teach our class this evening. And we are going to do our Moon Diaries now, which is pretty cool, actually.
What a treat.
So I think what we're going to do to start today, which would be kind of good, is let's just pause and, yeah, just think about our breath. I think we might do my favorite breath that brings us some dopamine. I think that might be nice, a little dopamine. Mainly so we're non-reactionary. That's the main thing of this. Sorry about the sounds. That's a train. So let's just take a few of those breaths. It's my favorite easy breath to do. And all you have to do is just suck through the lips like you're sucking on a straw. Pause at the top. And then exhale through the nose. Let's just do four more of those. And just feel into yourself. Feels good.
That is. There's some dopamine.
Yeah, nice. That feels nice. So that's a good breath to do so that I can't prove that you get dopamine from doing it, but I can prove by the way you're feeling that you're not going to be as reactionary and you're less likely to reach for that bar of chocolate or to end up doing that internet shopping you don't want to do. So it's a gatka, it's a stop point, and that's pretty handy if you need that, and you might need it a little bit this week.
I think so, because it could also stop you from picking a fight, either with yourself or with a poor unsuspecting person that's around you when things just go a little bit intense. So it's here we are at the end of a moon cycle today. We're right in the dark of the moon. And we're coming, there's a crescendo to this end because it all culminates on the eclipse, which occurs tomorrow evening. So if you are feeling particularly sensitive or wired or unreal, then it's okay. If things are a bit intense, it's okay. It's kind of the order of the day energetically at the moment. And it's not to say that anything is wrong or anything is bad or that anything is good either. It's just that we just cycle with the moon like we always do when we are coming and we're in the end of a cycle. So what... in a second, we'll go through day by day with the numerology of the moon, which is going to be very helpful. But the biggest thing that's happening this week is not only are we beginning a new moon cycle as of, post-eclipse, but this eclipse is really asking you to reflect powerfully on the past and then some. So it's asking us to go back to this eclipse, which is happening in Scorpio, is also reflecting the Scorpio full moon, which happened in May of this year, which was a lunar eclipse. And if you're on our moon circles, you might remember that at that point that lunar eclipse was reflecting and bringing up a completion point or an ending to something that may have been initiated in 2003. So this is all coming up again. What was it that, and where were you perhaps in 2003? Where were you being asked to reflect on the journey of that in May of this year? And now again, we have another really profound opportunity to look at what is being transmuted, what is coming to an end. What perhaps are we resisting change, or when we're perhaps, you know, that maybe there's fear around the change or surrendering into that which is coming into its completion point. And that's only one aspect of this eclipse, because the second point is being on the new moon. It is actually, and with some of the astrological events that are surrounding this new moon, it is actually very powerful manifesting and a very potent manifesting point. And we'll do some work on this in the moon circles this week, but it's quite a complex situation to perhaps find yourself where you're processing something that may be big and life-changing, and then at the same time consciously manifesting as well. And they don't intuitively go hand in hand together, but perhaps they do this week.
Maybe. Mm-hmm. Yeah. I think as well it's a partial solar eclipse, so that means it's igniting something, and it's a new moon. So that's like bringing stuff in. So as much as we're in the dark of the moon now and it might feel like everything is pretty dark, I think it's nice to see that there is the potential for newness and potential of growth and great opportunity. One of the things that I really feel is that we generally can get quite stressed when things change, and we think, oh no, I can't believe I have to go and do that now. But deep down, generally we have actually wanted whatever change has come. So this is why it's quite powerful to go back and have a look at what you were. I wouldn't even necessarily look at your intentions back in 2003 I would be considering, if you've got a diary, or I did this is quite cool. I looked through my Instagram and saw what I was posting around those times, and my Facebook, and around April and May of this year, I looked at what I was posting and how I felt about what I'd been posting, if it brought up any emotions for me. And that, I think, is a much more, it is going to give you a much clearer picture of what it is that's coming up for you now. Because generally when we do our intentions, we're like, I'm setting my intention.
Oh yes, it's all love and light. Yeah,
exactly. So we're in a circle, we're doing it all together.
Yeah. I'm so good. Yeah.
But that's not how it really is. And the real world is where we want to get to. So for me, going through my Facebook feed and my Instagram feed just helped me to get a sort of vibe for what my emotions were at that time. Because when I read what I wrote, or when I looked at the pictures, I could kind of go, oh, that was happening. Yeah, I remember how I feel about that. So have a look at those things. But remember, there's absolutely no need to worry about anything. It's just an eclipse. And tomorrow's just a Tuesday. Like, that is really the truth of it. And the next day will be a Wednesday, and the next day will be a Thursday. And, you know, yeah, today it's sunny and tomorrow it might be raining again. So, yeah, we also have to be really real about it and maintain this neutral mind. There is nothing good and there is nothing bad. There is just what is. I just feel that that's really important.
Yeah. And to remember, it's always good just to come back to our local environment. And, well, starting with today, we're in the dark of the moon. Mm. And so it's a day where really you want to be giving the psyche and the subconscious a chance to rest in some way. And hopefully you've been able to do that over the course of the weekend, but potentially not. But really try and make the most of this evening to have an experience where you can find that or that proverbial cave and go to it.
If that's what you want. I mean, I also think it's interesting because, like, as well, you need to track where you are in your moon cycle, because Leela's coming into towards her bleed, and so she is very much got this energy going, whereas I don't. It's very interesting. Yes. So I'm like, let's cut that out. You know, and Leela's like, yeah. So I really want you to just register that we don't, some of you will absolutely be coming into your bleed as we get to the dark of the moon. And some of you will not be. You might be like me and going to be waiting until nearer the full moon. And so just pay attention to that, because it really does. Mm. It really, really does play out. And for me, I don't feel some of those energies. I mean, I did have a sleep this afternoon, which was pretty good.
Oh, that's nice. There you go. That's a little dark of the moon thing to do.
But I was up early. So there we go. Now, let's just go through this week. Look at the moon, where the moon is on each day. And also, let's have a little look at the numerology, where we are. So today's a Monday. That's a moon day. We love moon days. They're the best days. Well, because I'm...
You're a moon woman.
I'm a moon woman. And so, today is a neutral mind day, which is perfect for what we're talking about. We really want to maintain a neutral mind. So that just means that it could be that we are able to really receive some intuitive downloads this evening as we sleep. Dark of the moon is a good time to get those. Funnily enough, last night, and I'm not good at remembering my dreams, but I had some really interesting dreams and actually woke up shivering like I was still in it. It was quite prophetic type dreaming. So I would say, with the energies of this sort of dark of the moon moving into the solar eclipse, that's what to look out for.
Absolutely. I had a dream, a very strange dream, where I was so angry at somebody for trying to make me put on an event that I didn't want to do. Mm. And I just woke up like... very emotional. So
it could be that some of those energies, some of those things that because remember, the subconscious is clearing as we sleep. So this is part of the subconscious journey that we go through in our dream state. So that which you're unable to actually speak about in your day-to-day life can become more apparent in our dream state. So it could be that you need to pay attention to some of those things. And so that's really today. So tomorrow is the day. It's the new moon, and it's a Tuesday, so it's a Mars day. Mars is the god of war. I was saying this the other day. I don't know who I was saying it to, actually, but just remember that there is such a thing as the good fight. It doesn't always have to be bad. War is not always bad. Sometimes war is there for a reason, and there can be the good fight. So it might be that you're actually needing to, really stand up for yourself to a certain degree, or think about where it is in your life that you want to be moving towards standing up for yourself. And this could be coming apparent as you go through this shift, and these are the types of things that could be brought to the attention around this solar eclipse. Where is it that I need to actually go to war for myself? I need to stand up and hold my sword and say, not on my watch.
Yeah, that's right. Absolutely.
So it's good. It's also a 5-day, which means it's the physical body, which means lessons learned. So, yeah, it's all kind of...
It's all coming together.
Yeah, yeah. That's right. So I always think, the physical body is how we experience and receive our lessons, because the lessons play out on this earthly plane through the physical body. We practice clearing our karmas here. It's like we're just going through a sort of continual theater production, where everyone is just sort of improvising around us just so that we can have this journey to clear our karmas. And that is really sums up this solar eclipse. And then within that, it means that from those lessons, we can actually start to realize what it is that we want to bring about in this new moon cycle that will help us to serve. Because the antidote to the physical body is to be able to serve without a hook. So where is it that you're actually being called to serve based on your karma based on the lessons that you've learned, what it is that you actually know, and that's going to help you to move forward and clear those.
Yeah.
Debts, really.
Well, and interestingly, the process that we went through on the lunar eclipse back in May was around collective prayer and seeding prayers for where it is that we could send our prayers to collectively and locally. And I would say that that would be, we may even see some of that hope and that desire starting to play back around in where it is that we want to take our journeys further into.
Mm. Yeah, okay. That's really good.
Yeah.
So I also just want to touch on, we're going to do this, we're going to actually have a bigger discussion about this. I think we're going to do another podcast later in the week, actually, and we'll have a bigger discussion on this, and there's a lot coming up that we're going to talk about. But there is a Venus aspect that has also occurred. Do you want to just talk about that?
Yes. So the Venus gateways is
the Venus.
The loop of the point, the star point, So Venus makes the five-star pentacle pattern around the sun as she orbits the sun. And what has transpired on the 22nd of October was she made a new star point, which is the tip of the flower. And this is the beginning of a new Venus cycle in and amongst other cycles. And what's important for this week is while she's making that journey to that tip of that point, Venus is actually not present in the night sky at the moment. And so the ancients referred to Venus being in the underworld, and the underworld being that place where you journey to for deep initiation. It's where you spiritually go to surrender, to be completely laid bare at the altar, so to speak, to be in your most vulnerable state so that you can then be reborn and return to your journey reborn. And at the tip of this star point, this is where Venus is. So she's been in the underworld, she's made the loop in the retrograde, and she's now starting to make her way back. And in around about the end of November, Venus will reappear in the night sky as the evening star. So this is a metamorphical transformation process that collectively and individually we're all going through in an underground initiation. And this really is an undertone and an undercurrent for this eclipse and this new moon.
And so with that, what I wanted to say is that it's a very healing time. It's a time when we can process any grief that we have over beliefs which are shifting for us. And there are a lot of beliefs that might be shifting for you at the moment. Because we're going through that right now, there's a lot of us that are starting to really question how it is that we're living and wanting to get back to more of the natural ways of living and connection to the land and connection to the sky. And I was just saying, you know, it does feel, I went shopping the other night and I was in Kmart, no, Target or somewhere, and it was absolutely insane looking at all the stuff. It actually made me want to be sick. There was so much stuff, and Christmas trees and Halloween decorations and Halloween costumes. And I was just wanted to scream, you don't even have snow over there. Or it's not Halloween, it's Beltane. You know, I was just like, no, there's no point in that. And this is the point, there's no point doing that. We've actually just got to maintain this very neutral observation of what it is that we feel when we experience those things, to just know that this is a kind of, process of release and shift and change. And we don't actually have to inflict that on anyone else. We can just allow it to be our own process, even though as a collective, we will very much be going through that as well. So it's an interesting time. We're going to talk about that more in another podcast later in the week, which is exciting. We've got some really cool stuff coming up because we're not busy enough.
No, clearly not. We're sitting in the car waiting to go into Pilgrim and filling our time. We like to pass our time well.
That's right. And the natural glowing is just, is really working well. Yeah, actually.
It's very nice.
It's like a natural glow. Okay, so after this new moon, we come into Wednesday. That's a Mercury day, great day for communication, great day to start actioning some things. And this is a 6 day. Oh, I did want to actually, sorry, I'm just going to rewind. So the numerology on the actual solar eclipse and the new moon, interestingly, there's a lot of six aspects. I just want to say this. So our soul, the journey that we have individually, is a six, which is Arcline, which again will be this, yeah, I feel like it's going to be about those things which have been causing us to experience this ease within us. And figuring out how it is that we can actually start to heal and strengthen that. On a collective level, we're in a 10 this month because we're in October. And so that is the radiant body. And we've already talked about this. It's very much this ascension period, which is really lit up by a solar eclipse. Our gift is the neutral mind. So this capacity to be neutral, even when we might be feeling triggered, will be there for us. And it's there for us all. And is aspecting the ascension. So that means that the more we can maintain that neutrality, the more we can trust our intuition, the more we're going to experience this sense of ascension, not individually, but collectively. And that's very powerful. So we hold that for everyone. The challenge is again a six. So we're being, I really feel this six is playing out to the soul. This challenge is going to be the arc line. If you think about the heart arc line, nipple to nipple, and then the head arc line, ear to ear, it's said that when the arc line is down, when the arc line is not charged fully, that's when we go into disease. That's when we can get sick. That's when we start to have this low energy and we want to charge that up and bring it back. And remember, this is a 6 year. We're moving towards the solstice. I think we're really being asked to step up now and just come into that full power of the energy of a six, receiving information from our heart, as well as receiving those downloads from our higher self, from our intuition, from the divine infinite. And so the path of this day, again, is a four. I think it's just powerful. So much about the neutral, about just staying beige. Don't get into arguments. Just literally, I'm just not sure, but I'll get back to you in a couple of days.
Oh, yeah, that's a good one. Be on the fence. It's fine for Tuesday. Yeah, be on the fence.
I can't quite put my finger on what I want to say right now, but I'll get back to you in a couple of days. So that's a good thing. But then Wednesday, yes, we come into this. Now, this is important because it's us coming back into that first light of the moon. This is when we're going to gather to do our moon circle. This is the day to do manifestation.
Yes.
Not on the dark right there on the Tuesday. We want to be doing this on the Wednesday.
Absolutely.
Do you want to talk about it?
I'm not really too sure that there's much to say, really. Particularly just meditate and be in nature. I think I wrote that in the email today. If you're feeling, if you're just feeling like it just all got a bit too much, find some way you can go out and just appreciate nature. Do the breath, have a loving shower, and just allow yourself to be with yourself, because what is transpiring is a shift in the matrix. What's transpiring is there was a word today, a convergence of timelines, and our capacity to maneuver our individuality consciously so that collectively we will see the change that we want to see, so that we don't end up with a, what did he say, a sixth mass extinction. That's not fear mongering, but so that we start to see the reality that we desire, we're yearning to live in, is really just about really cultivating a meditative state of being. And do your favorite meditations. Do come and join us on the moon circle. And if you can't make the moon circle, then definitely catch the recording. I would just say the thing about Wednesday being a Mercury day is really you just don't need to communicate if you're not too sure what to say, and that's completely fine.
Well, I would say it's a 6-day numerologically. That word. And so, therefore, the way to communicate is through prayer.
Mm.
So actually think, I do want to be working on my prayer. So again, coming back to, and it's interesting what you were talking about from the previous moon circle being about collective prayer.
Yeah.
This is a prayer day. It's a 6. So the arc line, we can, you know, it's personal prayer. It's that capacity to really, there's just really, I hadn't really thought about that until just now, but Tuesday, the path of Tuesday is 4, neutral mind, cup of prayer, entering the head out so it can fill up with intuition. Wednesday, the day that we want to start manifesting, is a personal prayer. So the opportunity to bring collective prayers into being. And the more of us that sit and do that, the more powerful those prayers will be. So your intentions can just be as prayers. Your communication can just be to the divine or to whatever it is that you want to commune with.
Bless people at work.
Yes.
Yes, bless you.
Just keep blessing. and then we come into Thursday. We were talking about this earlier because we've got a couple of things that we want to share with you, but we deliberately are not sharing with you now because it's just the wrong time. So actually Thursday and Friday, if you are in business and wanting to, you've got the same energy that I've got and you're like, let's go, then Thursday and Friday are go-getting days, because Thursday we've got this energy of a 7, so that's platform of elevation, the capacity to lift others, expand consciousness, and it's a Jupiter day, so that's a very expansion-based day, and the capacity to move obstacles. So that, where confusion has come over the next couple of days, you might be able to just move those obstacles on Thursday. So just be aware of that. Great day to start getting things out there.
Yeah, great day to tidy off loose ends, you know, just around the home or life. Great day if you're in business to launch something or to have a pre-launch or to even just tell your audience this is coming, like really get that energy of Jupiter and that platform and of elevation underneath your words, and that will be a really lovely day. And you're still in your we're still in the manifesting energy of the new moon on Thursday and Friday, and so being really mindful that if you are wanting to, seed intentions that are big, just start telling people on those days. Yeah.
And then Friday we go into an 8-day, so 8 pranic energy. I think the capacity to expand yourself under this Venus energy, to feel into all that you want to bring into being and follow your heart in that expansion, and just trust that limitations that you feel are just a concept, they're not actually real. And when we actually sit with what is, we realize that there is an infinite amount of abundance around us already. So just trusting in that process, balancing everything out, again, just drive forward with whatever you want to do. It's going to be met well. 8 is a sign of abundance, so it's good.
Yeah, and I would say on Friday it's a great day to really look at your month or your moon cycle rather that's coming, that we will be in. So over these next 28 days, Friday is a great day for you to actually plan out this moon cycle and really infuse your plans with that life force, with that energy, with that vibrancy, and start to build some checklists unless you don't like doing checklists, then find someone that does and tell them what you want on it.
Yeah, checklist, lovely. Just write a list somewhere, maybe, if that helps you. Yes, checklist. Yay.
We will probably, in our household, we need to start planning family dinners, like weekly family dinners, because both my husband and I have just had enough of cooking and shopping. And so that would be a lovely day for us to get down, sit down together and say, right, what do we want to, let's have a staple shopping list so that we just know what we're doing. Or, I could even just set something up on online delivery.
Yes, exactly.
I'm having massive downloads how to organize my house right now.
I actually did that last weekend. And
well done.
I know, yeah, it's pretty good. So, yeah, I'm obviously not, I'm in this.
Yeah.
It's a really funny thing. So that's Friday. So Friday evening, good evening for just being out there, actually. I was thinking about this because our lovely friend Elizabeth, who's in Sydney, she was on earlier, I don't know if she's still there, she was telling me that she went out to a networking thing one evening last weekend. And so I would say Friday, this Friday coming, would be an awesome night if you're a networker and you got invited to something like that. And I'm only just starting to understand this concept of networking because my husband's just venturing into these things, but it makes so much sense. Like, it's just going and meeting people and telling them what you do, and that's quite fun. So in that term, just consider that Friday would be a great night to network. Yeah, I don't know. I guess actually Friday might be a great speed date night as well.
Great speed date night.
Yeah.
I'm actually hosting an open mic night on Friday night.
There you go.
Yeah.
Oh, that's great.
So there just a good night to be out and about with people, bouncing around with ideas and, yeah.
And then Saturday. Saturday is interesting because it's a 9-day. So there's a couple of things that I would see. One is that I think there might be a kind of endings to some of the stuff that came up through that new moon. So if you did have a couple of things that were very, oh, that's just falling away, I think by Saturday you're going to see a completion there. It's actually going to be a like, okay, that's actually, I can complete it. I can feel a sense of closure. And perhaps you're going to get a sense of relief with it. So that could be coming up for you on that Saturday. Just because Saturday is the Saturn day, so with that, it can have that stronger energy around just finishing what you need to finish so that you can actually get on with what you need to get on with. I feel like that's going to come in on Saturday. Because remember, even though Saturday is a day of kind of rest for us, it's actually not. We should be doing stuff on a Saturday.
Yeah, I'm most productive on Saturdays, oddly, which is very hard because we have so much sport that we need to be getting to.
Well, we have we also have our training
Saturday.
So, and I think a lot of, but even I think we do that anyway. Sport is a very go get it kind of thing to do. So there is a lot that, and a lot of mums are like here, there, everywhere, or a lot of people find themselves actually getting out, going to markets, doing things, achieving things. Mm. So we are doing it, but we should actually probably be working on a Saturday.
I would, if I could reorganize the working week, we would start on Tuesday or Wednesday and finish on Saturday. But we'll see.
There we go. So, and then finally Sunday. Sunday's a 10-day day of ascension, which is great. So Sunday, let's all just ascend.
Great. Okay.
Yeah. And
see you in the realms of the
gods. Just experience. No, maybe we can just look forward to having some bliss on Sunday. I feel like Sunday is going to be quite blissful. Might be a bit of a respite day. Might be an opportunity just to see where it is that you're going. And just to take stock and just feel, this is my up-leveling. Remember, that's how I love to see this. So when we go through these periods of growth with relationships, we either choose to stay together or we choose to walk away, which is very much what I keep seeing about this eclipse energy, people saying that endings can come. So we have an opportunity always. It's always a choice. Do I stay and do the work, or do I leave that relationship because I feel that the end is there? If we choose to stay and do the work, we experience what I call an up-leveling. And in the up-leveling, we never have to go back down to those levels. It just means that we will continue to progress. So by Sunday, I think you will consider or have an idea of where the up-levelings have occurred in your life.
Magic. That's really nice.
So, yeah, that's the week in a nutshell.
Great.
It's quite exciting. We've got lots to tell you, but we can't tell you now.
I know. Yeah, so, yeah, just we'll just leave you hanging.
But if you're super bored and can be in West End, is that where we are? No.
Where are we? South Brisbane, Fish Lane.
If you can be in Fish Lane in about 45 minutes, come and do yoga with us.
Yes.
And if not, then we'll see you very soon at some other point.
There's so many ways to be with us this week.
And the Moon Circle is on Wednesday night. So to come and join us for that, we'll do some powerful prayer work together and some powerful intention setting.
And if you have anything that, you know, you want to share that you find that the Moon Diaries support you in, or any sort of prophetic insight or any insight, then definitely share that with us. I had a lady, I just want to share this, Ray, if you're listening. Ray after doing Kundalini yoga with us, managed to list her apartment and sell it during Mercury retrograde, and she completely believes it's because of Kundalini yoga and the Mercury retrograde meditation.
I believe it too.
Yeah.
And look, I just want to just look at this. It's just beautiful, yay, isn't it?
These are our Wheel of the Year posters, which are up for sale. They're gold. They're printed in gold. And this is going to help you to align to the cycles and the seasons of nature within the Southern Hemisphere, which is very important. So we might be talking about this a little bit more later this week as well.
But I just think even just having it around you, having it up on your wall, where it is that you're working or in your bedroom, just helps you just to remember that everything passes, that everything is just a cycle. It's just the process of sa, ta, na, ma. That's all we go through every day, every week, every month,
every minute,
and every year.
Yeah.
And every lifetime. Yeah. So it's all there. It's beautiful. So beautiful.
Anyway. All right. Oh, we're losing light. Satnam, thank you so much for tuning in.
From
this
car.
Week's report. Yeah, from the car, our sound system. What's it called? Sound booth.
Yeah, sound booth. With
the I hope the trains weren't too bad. We're going to go and teach some yoga at Pilgrim now, and we look forward to connecting with you soon. So much love.
Satnam.
Now I don't know how to turn it off. Down the bottom.
Thank you for taking the time to be with us on this podcast episode. These are sound bites and conversations about things we think are important to support the collective ascension towards more love, acceptance, hope, and harmony on the planet Earth. Together, we can continue to support each other through conversations that need to be held. If you've enjoyed this episode, please do share it with your people. We would love it if you subscribe to our channel and even rate the podcast if you feel called to. You can also find us and follow us on Instagram, Facebook, YouTube, and Spotify just by searching the 13 Moons Women's Temple.